I would dance to that in a heartbeat.
Come on down tonight.
Joining me in the studio today on the Saturday Cafe are Michael Beach, J. Michael Kersey, Clark Salisbury, and Ash Stewart, brothers of the Ballady. Mm-hmm. Wow. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe. It's so good to have you guys.
Hello,
here.
Eugene.
Thank you, Frank. Great to be here.
I have a question to begin with, because I have a linguistic conundrum. On your website, it says that Ballady is an Arabic word meaning fellowship or folk. Google Translate says that it's French for belly.
Really? Interesting.
Which, considering you got your start playing with belly dancers, is appropriate in some way.
Well, I've even seen references to belly dancing originally being called ballady dancing, but I've never tracked that down if that has any accuracy or not.
Well, that could be folk dancing as well.
Right, exactly.
But it's an Arabic word. The word is balad. Balad means home, people, folk, homeland.
Excellent. So. You've been performing in one form or another. At least, Michael, you go all the way back to the origins of the band in 1975.
Oh,
almost
yeah.
to the origins of known civilization, really.
but I was only 12 at the time. Yes.
One of the things I love about your music is the exoticism of the instruments. I grew up in Western. Well, I grew up in an accordion playing family, so way west, you know, the polka and the waltz, and hearing the strings or the reeds of the Middle East, it's just wonderfully strange and different to me. Tell me a little bit about the instruments that you play, and maybe give us a little sound off on the ones
you
brought in.
Well, actually, Frank, it's been a curse in a way, because I'm not content to have just a guitar and a bass and a keyboard in the band. I got to have these instruments here. So, the band right now features Clark Salisbury on the saz, which is the Turkish folkloric instrument. He plays oud, which is the Middle Eastern lute.
Yes,
and as well as guitar. And that's the string melodic section. Michael Kersey's on bass and percussion. Ashbold is on drum set and Middle Eastern drums. And then I'm playing a bunch of different reeded instruments: mizmar, zurna, mizwiz, as well as all the percussion.
Cheese whiz,
We have a few of them on the table here, and since the radio people can't actually see them, we should let them hear a few things.
Well, I brought some drums along here. Frame drum called a def or a tar.
And for those who can't see these are absolutely gorgeous instruments. All they're like gilded in gold, and they're inlaid with rubies and sapphires.
They look like they've been beaten up since 1975.
They have, as well as I have. Bendir.
What is the rattly?
Yeah, it's
broken.
A piece of wire in the
broken
car. It's a piece of wire that's up against the skin, and it rattles, and that's the sound you want.
It's a lovely unexpected accent.
That's the granddaddy of the snare drum.
And then the Rick RIQ. Middle Eastern tambourine.
Absolutely.
And then the main drum I brought along is the dumbek or the tabla. There you go there.
Ash is doing a little bit of muting, putting his hand in and out of the stem.
And for those of you who are not awake yet, I brought along the zurna, the Turkish. This is not meant to be played indoors.
And where are we right now?
Anyway.
OSHA's on its way.
Yeah, the Turkish army would send out 400 of those guys ahead of the army, and the battle would be over before it began.
Well, it's sort of like the bagpipes with the Scottish regiment.
Very true.
Eugene, you could use that as a duck call as well.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Oh, good one. Duck call.
Bring the ducks.
And then Clark's got an oud in his lap.
How is that tuned? I noticed that most of the strings, except for the lowest one, are doubled.
Yeah, there's 11 strings. Five of them are in doubled courses. They're tuned in unison. So this is actually, that's two strings. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different tunings. I use what's sort of thought of as an Arabic tuning, which is mostly, there's a major third on the bottom and then fourths all the way up. So C. And since it's fretless, it's really meant to be played single note, mm-hmm. melodically, not too many chords, because they tend to sound like that.
Get the accordions out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right, where's the accordion?
Sorry, my older brother got the accordion.
Oh.
As I said, wonderfully exotic sounds, even familiar sounds, songs sound unfamiliar, and I'm going to give an example next on the Saturday Cafe. This is from Eye on the World, Brothers of the Ballady, with Paint It Black. I don't see why everyone doesn't play it that way. That's absolutely the right.
Absolutely.
That was apparently, the album was produced by Michael Shreve, the drummer from Santana.
Correct. Yeah,
He wasn't on that particular track, was
he?
No,
he played on a couple different songs, different things, but not on that track.
You got started playing for belly dancers. Do you still do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Most of the time, not all the time. Sometimes we do shows where it's a concert where they don't really want dancers, but most of the time we have dancers. Like tonight we have dancers, and tonight our dancers are Salome Bahar and Elena Villa and Amira and Tribalation. So we've got a great show with dancers, and our sets, we're doing two sets tonight. We play some music and people dance, and then they get to see the dancers, and then we play music around the dancers too. So
in addition to the traditional songs and the unexpected covers, there's a fair amount of original music that you play, too. Who's writing these days?
Everyone. You know, the band has been around a few years, so we've got people in and out of the band. But depends on the song you're speaking of, but we go back to Jeff George was in on a lot of them, Michael and I. Most of the originals were really a combination of Jeff George and Michael and I, but even though now we're working on our number 13 record, and Clark is in on new songs too.
When do you expect that to come out?
Oh, this weekend.
Yeah.
Soon come, they say in Jamaica. Soon come.
Well, thank.
But we will play some of the songs tonight from the new record.
Yeah, we will.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on the Saturday Cafe, and
pleasure,
for bringing in the musical menagerie to tweet and toot at us.
And where are we going to be playing tonight?
You're going to be playing tonight at Cosmic Pizza, 8th and Charlton in downtown Eugene. 8 o'clock
right.
Start, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Hooray. Brothers of the Ballady, we're going to leave with something from their most recent album, not the new one, which isn't quite here yet.
This weekend, soon.
From Just Do What's Right. Sidi Mansour. Sidi is my lord, or Lord. Who is Sidi Mansour?
He was a prophet. He was a real person, a prophet from Tunisia, and he traveled around the North Africa, and he was a healer and a prophet and a lover of many things.
Include,
yeah. Get on our Facebook page, too, by the way.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, get on the Brothers Facebook page. And do come down tonight. It's really wonderful to be back in Eugene. Lots of good friends here. Great show tonight. Come on down.
Good to have you here.
Our pleasure.